communion service. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. You know, I think I will start. Buddy, is Buddy up there? I think I'm going to start at Psalm 103, that verse at the top of the page, okay? All right. Billy, why don't you stand up and pray?
Father, we just thank you for this day, Father, and all the opportunities that we're in it to share you. Father, we pray for the service that we receive your word, Father. We put it to use, Father. We practice it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Pull me down just a little bit. I sound a little bit loud to myself. And we will start off here. Let's read this word. You know, man shall not live by testimony services or good thoughts or worshiping God in the fishing hole. Okay? Now, that's as bad as it's going to get. But we will live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, I've never attended a Bible college, but I just had an experience with God that left me where I could recall verses, and I just felt it was of the utmost purpose that I would know the Word of God and know how to direct that Word of God, speak that Word of God, and believe it. Amen? Now, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We use these verses a lot. You know why? Because they're pretty good verses. That's why we use them. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your sins, who heals all of your diseases. Now, see, to me, this was simple. As a young person, As a new believer, when I was 19 years old, either this is hogwash or this is the truth. And I believed in my heart over and over again to this day that the Word of God is true. I told Millie about 10 days ago, we were in the car together. We sit together. We just together all the time. And I put my hand on her. I said, honey, I love you. And don't take this wrong, sweetheart. And she doesn't. She knows me. I'm not going to get COVID just because you've got COVID. Now, that may sound, you know what? That is my, I believe that true Christianity, a word person, that's an attitude, okay? That's a winning attitude that you have to practice. And she didn't hold it against me. And I nursed her. I kissed her. Now, we don't open our mouths and do that anymore, but we kissed as best as we can, and we have a lot of fun together. We watch a lot of shows together, and we do. And I felt that come close to me. One time, I was sitting in my chair during this ordeal, and I could feel COVID coming to me. It was a presence to me. It was a demonic presence, and I fought it, and I fought it, and I fought it all night long, and then the word says this, if you resist the devil, he will. That's right. And you know what? I found that to be true. I've tried the word of God long enough to know that that is true. And if it's true for me, it's not important for me up here. I got this. I want everybody in this room to get this. You may all have it. Hoorah and hallelujah and praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all you parasites here below. Praise him, all of you heavenly hosts. We're just going to talk about one ghost. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. I have lived this life when I was doing right. And when I was doing wrong, even after my salvation, I was corrected and I was not allowed to live. You know, it's what are you going to do? How many of you have a basic understanding of what is sin and what is wrong and what is not wrong by your hands lifted up. I mean, for God's sake, how much of that do we have to preach? You know what that is. And you need to know something. If we do that, he's going to correct us, because everybody that he loves, and he loves his children. How many in this room feel like you're a child of God? You're born again. I want to see your hands up if you feel like you're born again. Well, everybody in this room, God bless you. And the Chevy you drove in, I hope you're driving a Chevy. I hope you. No, I'm just kidding. You drive what you want to. But who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, I feel like I'm having trouble lately. You know, all my life, I thanked God for my left leg. If you want to see a mess, I was hit when I was 6 years old. They were going to cut my left leg off. My mother begged them not to. They listened to her, and it's been a perfect leg. Now, recently, I was out hunting, and I got my foot caught in some briars with this right foot, and I went forward. And whatever I did to it, it wasn't good. It was a ligament, I guess, I tore. And it's still bothering me. And I know I still haven't gone to the doctor. I don't recommend that to you unless you know the verses why you should just want to give God a chance first. Amen? Amen. But what a wonderful beginning. What wonderful thoughts that bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Everybody say holy name. Now in the New Testament, that holy name took on a whole new meaning when God's only beloved Son became the only name by which we can be saved. See, ain't nobody going to save you. And if you're going to pray to God the Father, according to Jesus, you need to seal that prayer with his name, in Jesus' name. You hear it a lot. But see, we don't do that because we're Baptist or Pentecostal or this or that. We do that because we're believers. We're word people. We've studied the word, and that's what God tells us to do. And I'm going to speak to you for just a few minutes on the subject of no other name. See, if I can just teach you this tonight and you believe me, there's no other name. That there's no other name that you can speak. Allah is out. Buddha is out. All them people are out. Well, what if nobody's ever heard of that name? Well, I'll tell you what. The one that's going to conduct judgment day is going to be way smarter than me. And he'll know exactly how to. And we can't come to him saying, look, I've done this right. I've done that right. I've done a lot of things right. Blah, blah, blah. And what do you think of that, Lord? And that's not what it's going to take to get into heaven and to miss the lake of fire. You're going to have to. Here's what the Lord said. Many will come to me in that day and say, well, I did this. I did that. I had to. Pleasure and honor of leading the people this afternoon or later on in the morning in prayer. And it touched my heart how many people that we have, some in this room even now, God bless and thank you, and some that will never go to this church, but they're here to help. And see, we're here to put them to work, give them something to do. See, we are saved to serve. And that's a good thing. So what we have to do is realize this. They'll say, now, Jesus, I helped at the food line, and I did this, and I did that. And, you know, those are all good things. Let me tell you, if you're at the end of this thing where you're heading this up, like Kelly, myself, and a few other, man, I just got emotional right in the middle of my prayer when I was asked to pray. And I just told everybody thank you, but I'm going to be honest with you. According to the word, not my word, the word of the Lord, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Okay? And this is what Jesus' words say. Depart from me. I never knew you. And then an angel is going to take you, or no, not you guys, but the bad guys, and cast them into the lake of fire. Now, that's a truth. That's a biblical truth. That doesn't come from a denomination, and we have nothing against denominations. We love all the denominations. They're great. If that's what gets you saved and keeps you saved, amen, brother and sister. Depart from me. I never knew you. And so as we were, everybody lifted their hands and said, yeah, I'm born again. Do you know him? How well do you know him? I hope you know him real well. It's hard to know God apart from knowing his word. And when I became a word person, I was not in the ministry. I was in the kingdom. I was in the family. God was my father. And I didn't expect anything else. And everything that's happened since, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the good things I did, the bad things I did, the suffering I did, and the blessings I received, the sins I did, and the great things I did that nobody else would do. It's all great. It's all great. But I know God. And every day I give myself to know God. What do you want from me? Me and Millie, we said it this morning, Father, into your hands we commit our spirit. Then we said, nevertheless, not our will, but your will be done. Now see, when you can be satisfied with God's will, that's hard. I haven't done that every day of my life. I haven't done that every day of my Christian life. But I'm so happy for the days that I did do it. I'm happy for the days I stood strong. I'm happy because at times when I needed to resist the coronavirus, am I saying there's not a physical thing to that? Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm saying just what happened to me. And if you were up here, we'd want to hear what happened to you. But I'm telling you, I had a knockdown drag out with it, and I just let that foul illness know you're not getting on me. That's the end of it. And that as the sun was coming up, we're fortunate that our living room is set up where we have Bible study. It sets up to the east, and you can see the sun coming up. That thing just had all of me that it wanted. Jesus in me. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So think about that. Now, there's a name, a New Testament name, that's been put on the New Covenant. The New Testament, and that name, there's only one name. There's not six names. There's only one name. It's Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus, the Christ. That's the way life really is. I've been fortunate enough to miss a lot of illnesses, and I've been unfortunate in that I've had terrible things happen to me. Last year at this time, I was fighting with people trying to get out of the hospital up there. In, was that Elm Springs? Springdale. Whatever Dale it was. Yeah. If you've got your phone, would you please put it off? Because I haven't done that yet. But anyhow, I've missed a lot of things that other people caught. And I did that by making my relationship with my father, before I'm anything else when I wake up, I'm a son. I'm a son of God, and that's the most precious thing I have. And at 71 years old, that's becoming more and more important to me. Because unless I really pull a whammer jammer and live another 50 years, which I may not, am I going to try? Yeah. Why? Because I think living beats dying, don't you?
Amen, sir.
Amen. You're about to get married, you two, right? By the raising of your hands, which of you guys are hoping this is the last time? Ameners. That's a word I coined about 20 years ago, ameners. You know what? I believe that's the way it's going to be. If you can keep in here, if you can keep in church, if you can get yourself in the Word, if you can say, Lord, I want to be like Brother Angelo. I want to know the Word. I don't know the Word because I'm a theologian. I know the Word because I'm a student of the Bible. But forget not all of his benefits. There's benefits to serving God, and there is a new name, and we're going to talk about that new name in just a moment. I want to bring up something. If you would, Bub, put up Acts 19, 11, and 12. God gave Paul, everybody say Paul. Paul was a Pharisee. He was anti-Christ until he had an experience with Christ on the road to Damascus that left him saying, who are you, Lord? And what do you want me to do? See, God, you know, I don't know. I think it's good to have requests, but I think God's got a few things he wants out of us. Can anybody understand that? And the Apostle Paul, in his first meeting with Christ, by the way, he was putting people in jail and killing them, and Christians. And in that first meeting, I think in the book of Acts chapter 9, he said, Jesus, what would you have me to do? You know, it would be good tonight if everybody just put away some of this stuff and say, Jesus, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with this gift that you've given me? Well, let's look that over again. God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases, and demons were expelled from them. Now, the reason I put this in here, on Monday, this fellow that sits over here, what's his name?
Mark.
It could be Mark. He sits in here, and he's about 50-ish, 60-ish.
Mark,
he came to me and he showed me one of these. He said, I got this the other night from you, Brother Angelo, and it's increased my business 3 times. Now, I said, well, I'd like you to tell that to people. Now, he's not here, so I'm standing in for him and letting you know. I put this... in here, I put this a verse in here. I was hoping Mark would be here, but he told me all about it, and I was excited just to hear about it. May I say this to you? The gospel works. And before the service is over, if you want another one of these, or if you've never got one, and if you want to put it under your pillow, if you believe in it, I read these verses, these two verses in the book of Acts, because I wanted you to have faith in what I was saying. It's good to speak to somebody, say something. It's extra good when you can quote chapter and verse. And that's what we've been able to do here. And that's what I believe. And let me tell you, does everybody that I pray for get healed? Absolutely not. But you know what? Why the heck not try? I mean, you know how many people got healed in my ministry? It just blown me away. I remember when Frank No, do you remember Frank and Ida No? The doctor said he had to die. Well, Brenda, our beloved Brenda Jackson, was sitting in the ICU room with him. And I felt like I needed to go up there. It told me that they were giving all kinds of bad vibes. The doctors were. He had 3 or 4 doctors. So on the way up there, things happened that were supposed to hinder me from going. And the Lord said, well, you're not going to be able to go. The devil said, you're not going to be able to go up there. It won't matter if you do. I said, well, I beg to differ, but I am going up there. I'll get up there sometime. When I do, I'm going to go to the third floor, the ICU, and I'm going to speak death off of him. That's what I'm going to do. Now, if you can stop me, I learned this in the street gangs of Chicago. If you can stop me, only girls talk. Real men get with the program. And he wasn't able to stop me. We had a whole trailer of people up there on the parking lot. And I went up on the third floor. And I went into that ICU. Brenda Jackson saw it. As soon as I crossed over into that room, as soon as I got into that entranceway, he came out of a coma. Now, a couple weeks before, Millie and I were there. I always took my nurse with me. Let me tell you, God used doctors, nurses, medicine. And I said, how bad is he? And she said, you see how his feet are turned in? Wasn't that it, huh? Said, he ain't coming out of this without a miracle. He's gone. He's already gone. It's funny, Frank No had an experience in his bed, and he told Lee Eller, he said, I was going over some really, really dark waters. And he said, I heard somebody call my name, Frank. And I said, yes. He said, it's not your time to die. And he said, Brother Angelo is coming in this room. And when he lays hands on you, you're going to be healed. Now, when I walked through that room, got in there, he came out of his coma. I tell you, I've seen things happen that scare me. I mean, when you know the only way that can happen is a miracle, a creative miracle done by the creator of all the world. And he reached out his hand to me, and I prayed with him. And he walked out of there a few weeks later, healed. He was sitting right over there where Melissa Helton is sitting. Emmett Spencer was here. And I had Emmett up here with me. And the Lord said, they wheeled him in here. He couldn't walk yet. But as soon as he got in here, the Lord said, I want you to call him up and tell him to come up here. I said, Frank, come up here in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
He jumped up out of that wheelchair, and he came right up here and got right between me and Emmett Spencer. Now, that's a true story. That really happened. And this is the part where the handkerchiefs are. I've talked about it. I said it was in Acts chapter 19. I actually got it, verse 11 and 12. If anybody needs one of these tonight, you can sure get it. And that's how they're used. See, I didn't make that up. I didn't start that. Actually, it was God that started it.
Amen.
And that's how come it works so good, even 2,100 years later. But I'm preaching a message, no other name. Now let's get into that message. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. That covers everything, by the way. And every tongue will confess or declare in the NLT that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. For the Son of Man, we have to understand this. We can't preach against this. Did not come into the world to condemn people, but to save people. How many of you in here, you've never made a mistake in your life? For those of you that are listening, my hand ain't up and nobody else's hand is made up. See, If Christ is your Savior, He's your forgiver. He'll forgive you. Now, I'm not giving you a license to sin. I'm giving you a direction to go. And that's what communion is all about. We're going to do business with the Lord tonight. Communion is open here. Everybody can take it. Nobody has to take it. But, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And if you're born again, the very next thing that you are, you're either a son or a daughter. And you need to capitalize on that, stir that up in your life, and see yourself as a child of God. You have to see yourself as a child of God. I've had to see him as myself as a child of God and him being my forgiver. Let me tell you, I don't know what I needed most. I think it was forgiveness. Amen. If you would please put Luke chapter 10 and verse 17 up. And as they're putting that verse up, this is where Jesus sent the 72 disciples out. And they came back and it blew their minds. And it's really something how many times that demons are put in here too. You know why? I've said this for years from the pulpit. When the doctors can't figure out what to call something, there's a very good chance there's a demon in there somewhere. And we have to start looking to other things, other kind of medicine, God's word medicine. When the 72 disciples returned, see, he sent them out to go and heal the sick and raise the dead and win people. They joyfully reported to him, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. When you're praying over your children, I would lay my hands on them and I would pray over them in the name of Jesus. That's the most important thing that could happen. I'd like you to think about that. Even the demons obey us when we use your name. I'm preaching a message. There is no other name. There is no other seal with the Creator. It's one name. It's the name of Jesus, the Christ in the Greek. Jesus, the Messiah in the Hebrew. It means the same thing. If you would, buddy, thank you for doing such a great job. And put Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 up there. Believe it or not, look at me. We're going to get out of here before 8 o'clock. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And denominations have got all kinds of things to steer you away from this one fact. You better be talking about Jesus if you're talking about getting an answer to prayer. Everybody still with me? No other name. Not God has given, God the Creator, God the one that loves us, has given us no other name under heaven by which we may be saved. And that word saved means delivered, healed, blessed, and many, many other things, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with joy. There's only one name that can do that. You talk to the Father in the name of Jesus. If you would please put up 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9 through 11. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, now this is the practice of these things, a full-blown indulgence or worship idols or commit adultery or are male prostitutes or practice homosexuality. Now see, I didn't say that, but that's exactly what the Bible says. Doesn't matter who likes it and who doesn't like it. Or are thieves or greedy people or drunkards or are abusive or cheat people. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you once were like that. I was once practicing those sins. but you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name. There's only one name to call on, y'all, by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. When you enter into the throne room in the name of Jesus, the power of God is with you. It doesn't matter what kind of a Bible you've got, they all read the same. These verses I'm reading to you. The name of Jesus. There's no other name. There's no, you want to get familiar with the name. You want to get familiar with speaking the name. You want to get familiar with thinking about that name. The Old Testament was wonderful. It set us up that we would know Jesus. That's all it did. Last place tonight, Romans chapter 10, verses 10 through 13. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. So you were right. When I asked you, are you born again tonight? And you, I think everybody raised their hand. Yeah, that's good. That's what you need to be able to do. I'm a child of God, for goodness sakes. And I will not be denied. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And from that point in your life, if you'll stay with God mostly and not with sin, if you'll work with God and get the sin broken off of your life, you're going to be saved and set free. Nothing will be able to hold you back. So what do you think? I'm going to make this real quick. There may not be anybody in here. Please don't, if you're not feeling it, don't come up to get one of these. But if you want one of these, come up here quick. And if you don't, it's all right with me. Yeah, I missed you. I haven't seen you in a while. Now, y'all come up here. This is Crystal. I was just checking. Okay. All right, girls, come here. What we're asking to do, I'm going to anoint this prayer cloth. You're familiar with prayer cloths. And I want you to have a reason that you came up here for it and write that reason somewhere on here. Kayla did that one time. She was wanting to have a baby. She didn't have any babies. And I put three little babies on there. Is that right? How many babies did you have? Three. Now, that's the truth. Open your hand, sweetie. When you get home or when you get to a place, I want you, you've got to have a purpose for this. This isn't just a free, this, you got to have a purpose. You know what that purpose is right now? Okay. In the name of Jesus, in that holy name, Crystal, that's for you. All right, and you may sit down if you want, Crystal. I hope there's another one in there. Seems to be a few more in there. Now, you know, when people stop coming up for these, I'll stop asking about it. But you've got more reason now to understand. You see where I showed you in the book of Acts, chapter 19. Now, you know what this is for, don't you? You're a smart girl. Come up here with her, Tyler. Put your arms around her. I want you to look at her. Look her in the eye. I want you to tell her, sweetie, I'm going to do the best I can every day to be the best husband that I can be for you. With your love and with our combined prayer, I'm totally delivered from every addiction, every drug addiction. Okay. Now this is, I feel emotional right now. listen, in the name of Jesus. It's better if I don't even know. I don't even want to know what this is for. But you know what it's for right now. All right, guys. Give each other a little peck on it. That's beautiful. All right, son, grandson, do you know about these? You know what they're for and how to use them?
Yeah.
Okay. When you get home, when you can, you write on here what this is for. What purpose? Do you know what you came up here for? What you were wanting a cloth for? Okay, take that and put it in your hand. And in Jesus' name, Isaiah, I love you, grandson. I anoint this cloth for you. You use it as the Lord shows you. All right, Miss Keisha, come on up here. Look at that. I pulled two out. Okay, and you know what they're for, right?
I do.
I believe that. What a miraculous change you have made from the time when Kelly led you to the Lord until this day. God bless you. You've been an inspiration to us. And use them, write on them when you get. Anybody else before I put the lid on this? How many can you get? Man, I get as many as you want. And you're thinking about quitting?
No, I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Good.
Doctors. No.
Good. It's all worked out for you. You've defied the odds, and you work hard, but you like it. When you're working hard, you're feeling your best. Your body's feeling its best.
Amen.
Everything. Well, I've been one of your biggest fans for all these years. I'm so proud of you. And in the name of Jesus, now before I lift this up, when you get to a place where you can, you're going to get an ink pen out. Amen. God bless you. Sam, I love you. Anything, anybody else? I'm going to do this different. I'm going to do this fast. I need Charles Jackson. Sam. Do we need any more than that, Kelly? You guys come up here and serve communion. Serve the bread first. Tonight, if you need any supply from the Lord, when you get your Eucharist, your portion, if you need something, stand up and tell the Lord what you need. There's no right or wrong way to do this communion here because it's open. We just want you to know that we love every one of you. We have no questions if you take it or if you don't take it. Believe me, I've been in some churches where I had to ask a lot. I've been asked a lot of questions. And most of the time I was not able to take it. They did not allow me.